Highland Park July 4th shooting survivors Sue Smith and Wesson, online gun retailer. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 28, 2022. Survivors of the Highland Park, Illinois, July 4th parade shooting have filed suit against Smith and Wesson, an online gun retailer, and an Illinois gun retailer. The suit was filed by the Brady Campaign, formerly Handgun Control Incorporated, and Edelson PC. Survivors of the mass shooting at the Highland Park 4th of July parade have sued Smith & Wesson, online gun distributor Bud's Gun Shop, Illinois gun retailer Red Dot Arms. The shooter, and the shooter's father, USA Today's Nick Benzenstadler tweeted. Brady issued a press release, which said, "The lawsuit seeks to hold Smith & Wesson liable for unlawful marketing and advertising of its Semin P15 assault rifle. The rifle used by the gunman who opened fire at Highland Park's Independence Day parade. The complaint alleges that Smith & Wesson's marketing campaign specifically targeted adolescents who are drawn to the risk-taking associated with militaristic weapons and combat missions. The lead plaintiff in the suit is Elizabeth Liz Turnipseed, who was shot while standing along the Highland Park Independence Day parade route with her 3-year-old daughter and husband." Edelson partner Ari Sharg commented on the lawsuit, saying, "Liz and the other victims now have a historic opportunity to hold one of the most powerful and profitable gun companies accountable for inspiring generations of mass shooters. We have all the energy in the world for this fight." The case is Turnipseed v. Smith & Wesson Brands Incorporated, No. 22 Law 000-0497, in the Circuit Court of Lake County, Illinois, County Department, Law Division. Such lawsuits face an uphill battle due to the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, PLCA, which was signed into law in 2005. PLCA shields gun companies from frivolous suits regarding firearms that were legally made and legally sold. However, Sandy Hook families sued Remington, parent company of Bushmaster Firearms, following the December 14, 2012, attack on Sandy Hook Elementary School. Remington's insurers agreed to a $73 million settlement with the families, NPR reported. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.